Hey guys, it's James from iMonster.com, and this is episode one of the horror podcast, iMonster Podcast. I don't know, it still doesn't have a name. So if you know, or if you have a fun name, let me know. I'm drinking some coffee, so maybe it can be called Horror with a Side of Coffee. I don't know, I'm just saying things now. But anyway, yes. It is 6:30 p.m. and I am drinking my third cup of coffee. So that means I need to chill for a bit. Tomorrow. I'll chill tomorrow. Anyway, so this is episode one of the horror podcast where I tell real live ghost stories submitted by you guys. So if you have a ghost story, go ahead and send me a video, audio recording, or written email or written document of your encounter, and I will make it into a podcast. My email address is info@imonster.com. iMonster is spelled like my website, imonstre.com. So I've reversed the E and the R, so it's re.com, imonster.com. It's the French spelling. I thought it'd be cool because I love to travel, and I was like, I don't know. Anyway, so today I'm going to read a story that is about a Ouija board experience gone wrong. Oh my god. Okay, so I just got this software, right? And it's a podcast software where you can record stuff, and I'm kind of playing around with it. Since this is episode one, I can make all the mistakes I want, right? And no one's going to hear it probably in a while. So I am trying to figure this out, and it's going well. But anyway, so if you go to my website called imonster.com, like an iPhone, MONSTRE.com, and you hit reviews, I do have one story there, and it is called, let me see if I can find it, is the Ouija board real or fake? My Ouija board story. And so basically, this is going to be the first one that is going to be turned into a podcast, because this is actually my story. And it is a scary story, a real story. It happened to me and a friend of mine when I was in high school. Because of this, I don't think I will ever in my life play with a Ouija board again. It was the most terrifying experience of my life. I think I did a very bad job at writing it down, but you decide. Here is the story. I've always been curious about the occult and the afterlife. As someone who's into all things horror related, a Ouija board always sounded like fun and a little taboo. I mean, who really knows what's happening? Are your friends the ones moving the planchette? Are you actually speaking to anyone? But most importantly, is the Ouija board real? Or is it all in your head? Well, here's my Ouija board story. You decide for yourself. During my high school years, I was a very rebellious kid. I did all of the bad you're told not to do. I ditched school, smoked a cigarette here and there, wore nothing but black clothing, and of course, I really wanted to play a Ouija board. As a rebellious teen, I was curious about the spirit world, but I also questioned if it was real. I suppose there was only one way to find out. And when my neighbor happened to mention that he had one, I jumped at the opportunity to play. I didn't really know all the rules of the game, except for what people told me. The one rule I remembered was never play alone. So I invited my best friend over, and we played together. Okay, so here's where it starts to get spooky. You know what they say, birds of a feather flock together. Therefore, my friend and I loved all the spooky things we can get our hands on. And she was just as excited as me. So we pulled up a small table, grabbed some chairs, and sat with our hands on the planchette, waiting patiently. Now, recalling this story gives me the creeps, so I won't mention the name of the spirit who came through. It really freaked me out at the time. Oh, and by the way, if you have a Ouija board story or any ghost story that happened to you, go ahead and submit it. You can go on my website. It's imonster.com, imonstre.com. I have a contact page. You can go ahead and contact me there. Or if you just want my email straight out, it's info@imonster.com. And yes, spelled the same as my website. Okay, let's continue with my Ouija board story. Is there anyone here who wants to speak with us? Announced my friend. We waited, but it didn't take long for the planchette to start spinning in circles. It then landed on the word yes. We asked the name, and it proceeded to spell it out. Hi, we both said simultaneously. As stupid teens, we giggled and didn't really know what to say or ask it. So whatever popped into our heads was a good enough question at the time. Do you know the future? I asked. The planchette spun until it landed on yes. We both made eye contact with each other in excitement. What's going to happen to us? Asked my friend with skepticism. The planchette spun in a sideways 8 until it began to spell things out. We read the first word. You are, then the next word, going, then the third, to, and then the last word scared the crap out of us. Die. We were scared but unable to stop playing. I trembled in fear at that response, but we continued. Oh yeah, I said. When are we going to die? I said, rolling my eyes in disbelief. The planchette spun and finally spelled out, in your sleep. I looked at my friend and I said, I think we should stop playing. She agreed. Thankfully, we remembered the final rule of the game is to always say goodbye before ending. Because if you don't, the spirit stays with you. With that said, we said our goodbyes, and the planchette also moved to the word goodbye. But was that the end of the game? We were both so scared afterwards that we accused the other of moving the planchette, but my friend swore she never moved it. Later that evening, my mother called us to the kitchen for a snack. So we both walked into the restroom to wash our hands together. And as we did, the shampoo and soap bottles began falling off the shelves in the restroom on their own. We freaked out so badly that we tried to run out of there as quickly as possible. But we tripped over our own feet, fell against the door, and couldn't open it. We were terrified. It all sounds so silly now, but it scared us both half to death. I know one thing for sure. I will never play the Ouija board again. So that's my Ouija board story for everyone to hear. And if you're wondering whether or not I now believe in these things, the answer is yes, 100%. To this day, my parents still believe that something lurks in that house at night. They even tell me tales of spooky things that have occurred in my childhood home. They think are related to the spirit realm. It makes me wonder what we brought through that day. So that's my Ouija board story. I know it's not that scary for the first podcast, but it's okay. If you have a ghost story, something that happened to you or maybe a friend of yours, go ahead and send it in and I will make a podcast out of it. You could contact me through my website at imonster.com. That's imonstre.com. I have a contact form there. Or if you just want my email is info@imonster.com. Yes, spelled the same as my website. imonstre.com. It's French. It's the French way. And because, you know, c'est la vie and all that. Okay, no, I'm being silly. But that concludes the first episode of my iMonster Horror Podcast. I hope to see you guys in another episode or on YouTube, or just email me, info@imonster.com. And again, my name is James. So there's that. Yeah. Okay, how am I supposed to end these things? I guess I'll listen to more podcasts just to see. But until then, chat with you guys soon.